This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I was Joe's biggest fan, and who should get the damn job?
I love Joe. It
turned out that Joe did and was capable of doing exactly what I hoped he would do. Now, unfortunately, in the process, I lost faith in Joe Espada. And where you see things
as
pushing buttons. There's nothing in this. There's nothing in this the comeback or who played when and where. I don't see a whole lot of button pushing.
Well, Dana pushed the buttons. Kikuchi.
We're talking about all of them. It was a no-brainer to pitch Kikuchi. He was forced into pitching Arrigetti and hell, anybody that had a damn right arm at one point in time. And those guys pitched well.
Switching lineups like Tyler switches draws.
Barry Switzer.
He's pushing buttons.
Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl.
He puts the button.
Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. I mean, pushing no buttons. I mean, you ought to be going like, how in the world did Diaz ever bat ninth?
We'll get all these little
like
funk.
It's not a positive thing.
He's
feeling it out. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's no rhyme.
He got better as the year went on.
There's no rhyme or reason why the lineup shifted the way it did ever.
Now, Diaz ain't bat ninth in a long time. You know that was a low blow.
Unnecessary. I'm just telling you, it should have never happened. I mean, I just can't lean into all that. He did a tremendous job. He pulled at my heartstrings last night a little bit with the emotional post-game conversation with Julia Morales. I loved it. It was tremendous. I'll be honest with you. I'm fine with Joe Espada as the Astros manager.
Well, you know what, Jake Myers, don't him? Gotcha.
What's that?
I screwed up.
He's fine.
No. It ended up working out. And the strengths that he brings to the table in terms of being familiar with this team and having confidence in this team, even though the wheels were coming off. It's a good match. I'm fine with it. If the job were to come open tomorrow, I wouldn't worry about the Astros.
Text line coming in. The playoffs fell into Joe's lap because we got a damn good ball club. He isn't the reason, Irwin. Irwin, I think that's just completely unfair.
I love you, Irwin, but why?
Kyle.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker, your best player the last 2 years, missed 3 months of the season right in the middle of it.
What did Joe have to do with that?
Right. I'm just saying they overcame this. I mean, they overcame him. Verlander. Yeah. They had injuries.
Yeah,
they had injuries
really
up
good,
and down.
A really good organization.
They had injuries
that,
to
a
their
really good organization that has championship DNA, that has veterans that don't flinch. He was part of it. I'm not saying he wasn't. But, what does Kyle Tucker getting injured in right field have to do with Joe Espada?
Well, he's got to manage, how he replaces Tucker and what he's going to do with the lineup when Tucker would normally be in there.
Right. So you think he strategically picked Gamble while he was hot, and then whoever else played out there while he was hot, and then who by the way, they
I mean,
were
it's his job.
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, you're right. Somebody's got
to
do it.
I just don't know. Like, to me, to just say the credit goes to because they're a good ball club.
No, it's not about something.
He held that group together that was falling apart.
I can lean into the holding a group together, but
I wouldn't lean
overcoming Kyle Tucker's deciding who his replacement was. There was no deciding.
Just the team, that team overcame injuries
and
poor play.
You are correct.
And the manager has to get some kind of.
I just gave him some. Him knowing the team, them knowing him, played out that it worked out in their favor. But to think that the manager is why a team that has won seven or been to seven straight ALCSs is why they is like why they're in the playoffs just, again and why they bounce back from what they bounce back from is, to me is like so, okay.
I think every year is different though. Like it's hard for me to group all seven like together like that. Like I hear what you're saying, Clint. I'm not whatever, but it's so different. Like this team that just won the West is so different than like say 2019.
To the words that Irwin had to say, like that was the bull crap that was tossed around about Dusty last year. Oh, he just fell into a team, even though there's injuries all over the place.
Well,
and things that they had to overcome. Joe improved big time. Like the Joe that we saw at the start, I would have never thought.
What did he improve? What specifically did he improve?
I think he got more confident and better with his decision making. I think he got a better handle on the players that he was going to use and how he was going to use them as he flipped the lineup a ton. And then he was forced to have to do it more because there were injuries throughout. And I think he got and improved in terms of being able to handle his team and being able to be a guy that they felt comfortable and trust to get them through adverse times. So, yes, I don't know a coach or a manager that won't get credit when his ace and his best player go down in the season. Like I don't know who does it. I don't know who's like, what did he do? What do you mean?
What did he do? I mean, there's nothing wrong. It's like not acknowledging that Dusty inherited an all time great franchise is crazy.
Well, I'm not acknowledging. You go out there and you look, and he didn't have a bunch of pieces every year, and they still were able to do it. Just like Joe Espada didn't have a bunch of pieces this year, and just in his first year,
like I know it's easy to just rattle off like this manager what the Astros went through. What decision?
Like Clint,
give me one decision that Joe Espada said.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I don't want to give you a decision
because you can't.
Honest to God, if you look at this and you say, "What did the manager do?" After you watch this team every day and you know all the guys and all the stuff they had to deal with.
Yes.
There's no conversation. You know, you say, let's go get a beer. Like, to me, if I got to explain to you no Kyle Tucker, no
help.
Justin Verlander,
I need help.
No injuries throughout the team to major parts, Bregman starting slow, then being – if I've got
Overcame that. But with like Bregman getting hurt, what did Joe Espada have to do?
He had to hold that together.
Hold it together. What kind of answer?
What do you mean? What kind of answer? What does a coach do?
He had to hold it together.
He did. He had to hold that together with all of those people going down. Yes, of managing
but
and coaching.
That's as vague,
just like
that's
D'Amico,
as vague an answer
just
as
like D'Amico
throw.
Has to hold this together right now while they're going through this adversity.
No, D'Amico has to call defensive plays. D'Amico has to draft players. D'Amico has to dial up defenses on the regular 60, 70 plays a game. Like it's not Kyle injured and a coach deciding.
The other part of D'Amico's job. You know this. The other part of
that's
of a
like,
coach's
that's
job
like if, that's
is
like
they have if, to hold these. They have that, to hold their locker
that's
room.
That's like
together.
If Will Anderson gets hurt and Barnett goes and plays, going, good job, D'Amico.
Yes,
Barnett played. Come on, man.
To me, if CJ Stroud got hurt and Will Anderson got hurt, you don't think that people would look and say, what a coaching job that D'Amico's done? Come on, man, get out of here. You know this.
No,
what did D'Amico do? He didn't have his starting quarterback or his
Mills.
Best player on the
You wouldn't point to Davis Mills.
No. You would say that I don't even know why I'm doing this. I don't even know why I'm doing this. Tyler, thanks for all you've done. This one gonna say. What would
get
they say to me?
I like that voice.
Get out
I
of
felt
here.
That one all the way back in the station.
You can say Joe Espada did a good job without needing to apologize. Get the hell out of here.